Pari sent out the people, and Hashem did not lead them via the way of the Plishtim. Ki amar lekim, and Yinochem ha'am b'roisim ulchama, v'shavu Mitzrayim. So there was a couple that approached the Chofetz Chaim with the Shaila. They had a disagreement. Parnassah after World War I was very difficult in Europe. Opportunities were taken away from Yidden, and Parnassah was very bad. So they wanted to move out of Poland where they were. The Shaila was where to move. So the husband wanted to move to America with all the gold and the glick and the golden in Medina, where the streets are paved with gold. Wonderful opportunities. And she said, no, she doesn't want to move to America. Chinuch, Kashrus, Shmir Shabbos. She wants to move to Eretz Yisrael. And he said, Eretz Yisrael is fine, but many people, they went there and they left, they couldn't make it there. Parnassus there were no opportunities then there. So they came to the Chofetz Chaim, what should they do? So Chofetz Chaim said, it's a good thing that you came, because all of the answers to all of the shailas are found in the Torah. It says in Parashas B'Shalach, Vayhi B'Shalach Pari Yasa'am, V'loi Nochem Elikim Derech Eretz Pelishtim, Ki Omar Elikim Pen Yinochem Ha'am B'Roysa Melchama. They're going to change their minds when they see a Melchama V'Shavu Mitzrayim. So the Chofetz Chaim asked the question, there were two ways over here. There was the way of the Pelishtim, which was easier. It was a straight way. It was near the Yishuv. They wouldn't be missing anything. The way of the Midbar, there were snakes and scorpions and kol mini zach. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu pick the way of the Midbar? He was scared that they would change their minds because of the Melchama. And the way that they went, there were no Melchamas. There was the Melchamas Amalek, there was Melchamas Midian, there was Melchamas Sichon V'Oig. So what's the pshat? He was afraid when they see a Melchama, they'll turn back. The Melchama is the other way also. Second of all, what Melchamas? The Anani HaKavi took care of everything. So what was there to be afraid of a Melchama? Zokta Chofetz Chaim, that the Derech Eretz Pelishtim would take away the possibilities of the Anani HaKavi. Chidori Yodua, that the Gemara says in the Sechtes Avodah Zarah, that the Midah of the Pelishtim was a Midah of Litzanus. And Litzanus, it takes away anything of seriousness, anything of Kiddusha, anything of Kavod, Litzanus takes that away b'chlal. It's the hepach of what Yerushalayim is. And if they were to come in contact with the Pelishtim, and they would take over some of their Litzanus, the Anani HaKavod would be gone. This way they went to Derech HaMidbar, there was Kavod Roish, there was Yerushalayim, they didn't have that Midah of Litzanus, and that way the Anani HaKavod were able to take care of everything. But had they gone the way of the Pelishtim, and they would have been mushbe by their Litzanus, then there wouldn't have been Anani HaKavod, and then Taki, because of the war, they'd want to go back to Mitzrayim. So Lagabi the Etzim Shaila, what Shaila did they have to Etzim Shaila? He says, you're Yireim and Shleim. You want to do the right thing. And you want to remain with the same tour that you had until now. He says, America is a land of Litzanus. It's a land of lightheadedness. He says, how could it be that there's so many Yidden and there's so few yeshivas? They didn't start a network of yeshivas and kashrus and shmir Shabbos is lacking. It's only because they're not serious about what's supposed to be taken seriously. That's a Litzanus. Litzanus is not just making jokes. Litzanus is taking Kedusha Dika things lightly. And in a place where people take Kedusha Dika things lightly, there's no makom over there where you could be Matzliach in Yerushalayim. Elamai. It's saying that Eretz Yisrael, the Parnosa, is not so great. The Midbar, but Derech HaTev also Parnosa was not so great. But the end was that they did the right thing and they ended up okay. So in Eretz Yisrael, you could find what you have to find. The Maaseh, they listened to the Chofetz Chaim. It's brought down in the Chofetz Chaim Al HaTorah that they married off their children to the most Yuchazdik in Mishpachas, the most Choshev in Mishpachas, and they made it there. But in a different nusach of Chafetz Chaim al HaTorah, it says that the lesson to be taken from over here is, if a person is at a crossroads, and there's two ways in life. In one way, the ruchnius will be good, and he has to compromise on his gashmius. The other way, the gashmius will be good, and he has to compromise on his ruchnius. You always take the path of the ruchnius. That's the nusach that's said in a different place on the Chafetz Chaim. Vayar Yisrael asayon hagdoyla asher osa Hashem b'Mitzrayim. What is this Yod HaGdoyla? So the Chafetz Chaim says that Yod HaGdoyla, you can tie it up to mean the Yad Arucha, the long hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean, the long hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, a lot of times we do not see the ways of Hashem. Immediately before us, you see things happening and you have no idea what's going on. With the passing of time, after a long period of time has passed, and you're able to see the sequence of events, oh, now things fall into place, and you're able to look back, and you're able to see, l'mafreya, how everything mamish fit into order. You do it at the Chassam Sofer, once said a word that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, u'ri'isem es achoyrai, u'ponai lo yero. You could always see me in retrospect, looking back. U'ponai, when you're facing the situation, you can't see it. So the Yad HaGdoyla is the Yad Arucha. The Bnei Yisrael had kashas. When there was the Makis Dever, and they left over some of the animals of Mitzrayim, that came back to haunt the Bnei Yisrael, because now they had animals that were able to chase after them. And there was other shilas like that. But now that they saw the whole picture, they were able to see how every single thing fit into place. He says the Maisa with Purim was the same thing. The Maisa of Purim, the Maisa with Vashti. Well, because Mary's do is, I'm a sugar or what? You know, kills Vashti. Then there's a Maisa, Esther takes over, and Bixam Viserys is a separate Maisa, and Haman comes to power as a separate Maisa, and they don't put two and two together, that this is all one long sequence. At the very end of the story, they saw why Vashti had to be killed, so Esther could take over, and the Maisa Bixam Viserys led to Mordechai being written, and everything fell into place. He says, that's the Yod HaGdoyla of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It applied in the Maisa of Purim, and it applied over here in the Maisa of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I once saw, we'll see this, it's brought down that one of the kavonis that you're supposed to have when you put on Tfilin Shel Yad is the Zroya Netuya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're supposed to have that in mind. So you put on different loops on the arm, and then at the end is the same shakai of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that represents, every loop represents a different maisa, going down, 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 down. They look like they're unconnected, but it all ends up with the Shem Hashem. And at the end, you see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how his hand, how he orchestrated everything, and it all fit into one big plan. That's the Zroya Netuya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not able to see it b'shas maisa, but afterwards, looking back, you see how everything fit into place. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdei. So, there's a question brought down in different svarim. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdei. The imams saw the greatest nisim in the world. That's not amuna. They saw the Yad Hashem. Zekeli v'anveu rosa shivcha l'yam ha'shalei roi cheskel ben buzi. They saw Nisim in the floor. He said, Moon is the Peshat. You don't see the hand of Hashem openly, so you believe that he's taking care of you. But what's the Peshat over here? Vayaminu b'Hashem over Moshe Avdei. What does that mean? So I saw one of the Svarim brings down that this instilled in them a Moonah for the future when they don't openly see the Yad Hashem. This became so ingrained in the bones of Klal Yisrael and in their genes that this Moonah was passed down even at times when they don't see the Yad Hashem, afal pi kein deis emunah. But I saw a pshat from Rav Levi Yitzchak Bandishiva. He says, it's a davar yidua what Chazal say in Masechta Sota, daf lamed zayin. It says that Nachshon ben Aminadav, he jumped into the yam, and when the water mamish came up to his nostrils, he said, Hashia Hashem kibo mayim ad nafesh. Why did he jump into the yam? You could say, because that was the tzivui. Rav Levi Yitzchak says, al pi what the Baal Shem says, Hashem tzilcha. Hashem is your shadow. Same way when you look at a shadow, the way you move is the way the shadow moves. That's the way it is between us and Hashem. The way we move, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu moves. So Nachshon and Aminadav wanted to show I have total emunah in Hashem. So you jumped in. Oh, so you feel so close to Hashem, your batuach, he's going to help you. So Hashem Tzilcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reacts in the same way. So he had the emunah, and the emunahs were brought to the Kriyas Yamsuf. Similarly, the women were not glad like that also. So on the pasuk Vatikach Miriam, as I told you, Biyodim Atesenu Kalanoshim Acharela, the two movement Mecholos, that such, where did they get two movement Mecholos from? Where did all that come from? That such a moon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to bring him a Yeshua. That L'chitchila, they took out Tupim from the tribe. So they had the Amun already beforehand, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Yeshua. So if he that, you could also understand when it says, Oz Yoshir, B'loshen Osid. She also believe him, it was Oyla believe him, to say Shira in the future. Like, why would you say it in such a way? The Teretz is, it was already also beyond before the Maisa happened. There's such a moon that the Maisa is going to happen that already in their hearts they felt we have to say Shira when the Yeshua comes. That's the Pshat Vayaminu B'Hashem of Moshe Avdai. It doesn't mean after the Maisa of Kriyas Yamsuf. Before the Indian of Kriyas Yamsuf, they so believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem Tzilcha, Memele, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka brought the Yeshua. And that's a lesson for us that, you know, when people want Hashgacha, if they want Hashgacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you believe in Hashem, Hashem Tzilcha, and Hashem is your tail, and if you Taka believe that He's guiding you, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He reacts accordingly, and He Taka brings a person the Yeshua. B'tochen brings the Yeshua. The Indian of Kriyas Yamsuf, why dafti that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them Ayidei the Yam? Nothing is a coincidence. And the grounding of the Mitzrayim in the Yam, Harbe Drachem Yesh L'Amokan, what is the significance of Kriyas Yamsuf? It's a famous Maral in Buras Hashem, he says the following, that Klal Yisrael has a Maila, they are what he calls the Tzura HaNivdelas. They are a Tzura that's removed from the limitations of Olam Hazeh. The Lamaila from their Chumriyas, the Lamaila from their Yetzahara, and the Iker in the Yid is his Neshama. The Yid is not Shakua in his Guf. The essence of the Yid is his Neshama. He says, that's why we were Mukhruch to be Meshubit to the Mitzri and the Davka, because they are Mamish the diametric opposite. It says, Bisar, Chamoirim, Bisorom, Vizir Masusim, Zir Masam. They are the epitome of Gashmias. In order for Klal Yisrael to recognize their full essence, they had to be in a place which was opposite them, and they would resist it, and they would maintain their identity. Shaleshinu Eshmam, Es Malbusham, Es Lashaynam, and they kept them in Hagim. And Memele, they were able to resist that opposite, and that formed Klal Yisrael in a better way. But after they went out of Mitzrayim, they still weren't totally out of the Chaymer. They still had not recognized their full identity. Like, you know, it's Yadua, Vitzesi, Vitzalti, Vigaalti, Vilakachti, the Geula came in different stages. Vigaalti, Mepharshim say, some of Mepharshim say it's going on Kriyas Yamsu. So, what was Kriyas Yamsu? Zok the Maral, water is the epitome of Chaymer. It doesn't have a form of its own. It doesn't have a tzura of its own. If it would have a tzura of its own, it would be able to stand. It takes on the form of any keli that it's in. But it doesn't have its egen of form. That is the essence of Chaymer. Tzura is the pshat. There is a tzura within the thing that shapes the whole thing. We have a skeleton within us, Marshall. That shapes our body. The body is built around the tzura of the skeleton or whatever. But water does not have a tzura. So water is the essence of Chaymer. It also, it could be that most matter in this world is made up of water. So it is the epitome of Chaymer. Klal Yisrael coming out of the water is the sign of the tzura emerging above Chaymer. That we were lifted above Chaymer. And that's why all the waters in the world were split. The water made way for Klal Yisrael, that was the Tzura HaNivdelas, the Tzura that is removed from Chaymer, and that is where we emerge receiving our full essence. As I said, the Maral. If he does, he could be Mavarer. The Medrash says, Hayom Ra Vayonais. Ma Ra Arayne Shel Yosef Ra. I saw the Aron of Yosef. Like, what's the Aron of Yosef? And the answer is that Yosef is the semel of rising above the Chaymer. He was a Yochid in Mitzrayim, a young boy, and the Yetzirah was there in its entirety, mamish, full force, with all the taivas and all the ruchais rois that Mitzrayim had to offer. And Yosef hu hashalit. And Yosef remained the ruler over the Chaymer. Not only was he the ruler over Mitzrayim, but it represented that he ruled over his Yetzirah. He was able to emerge Tzura HaNevdelas. And he's really, I think we mentioned in the past, in that beginning, he's an ah, Maisa of Asim and Labanim. He paved the way for the rest of Klal Yisrael that way. So the Yam saw Yosef, and then he has it because there was Halalo Avdei Avodah Zarah, Halalo Avdei Avodah Zarah, the Sashi Yam was tiny. Harayin Shal Yosef showed that this is who they really are, and this is their real potential. And that was in that schus they were able to get out of the Yam. Zek Heli Van Vehu. So Rashi brings down one pshat from Unkelus. Zekeli Van Vehu, I want to build them a Beis HaMikdash. You have to understand, what's up is the B'nai Yisrael Dafke now wanted to be Makabal on themselves to build the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Isaac Sher asked the question a little bit differently. Slobotka Rish Yeshiva, what were they missing that they needed a Beis HaMikdash? They had all the Nisim in the world, Mamish. They saw such Peladik and Nisim to be Ma'ir them in Amunah. They saw Kriyas Yamsu with the greatest Giluyim. So what would a Beis HaMikdash add to what they already had? So Isaac Sher answers, it would add consistency to Midias. And that's something that an Ace cannot do. An Ace is a kind of a thing we've said in the past, that it's Ma'ir. It's like, it ignites. It's the ignition in the car. But if you don't put the foot on the gas to get the motor running, then the ignition means nothing, right? It ignites, it's hisayrus, but being that a person is a Baal Chaymer, he's a human being, so the hisphilus of the nice, it fades. They wanted something that's there constantly. And what makes the person, what makes a yid, the constant avoidus, hakeves hachotas of abaykeves, hakeves hasheni tas of ben arboim, the shchina resting there, coming to daven on the Beis HaMikdash, bringing korbanos on the Beis HaMikdash. The fact that there's a constant over there, that is really what brings close to the shchina. You know, we think that if we would see a nes, we'd be changed people. It's not true. It's not true. I think I mentioned the Rav Elchanan, when he used to say over the maisa with the dibuk, you know, by in Rotten, by the Chofetz Chaim, was a whole mice used to say over every Purim, because it happened around Purim time. And after describing the whole mice, he said, and the day after the Dibbuk left, everything went back to normal. You know, it was a pachad. You know, you could hear the Neshama talking, and people, they heard what the Neshama was saying. That the Chofetz Chaim is considered a Tana up there, and one person, you're not talking to, you know, that was a shtickle b'zayinus. And the whole place was spoiled. The day after they got rid of the Dibbuk, like nothing happened. You know, because that's the Metzius of man. The Metzius is that he has a Roshim, but the fact that he's a Baal Chaymer, the Roshim eventually leaves. And the Eitzah for that is the consistency. So Zed Kehli, they saw the Shechina, they pointed to the Shechina, and they said Zed Kehli, and the Melevan Veyu, I want to bottle that up. I want to be able to keep it, that it shouldn't leave me. I want that Roshim to remain. The Mela, that's what the is. They asked for, you should be able to build a Beis HaMikdash. God of my father, and I will exalt him. So Rashi says, Lo yani tchilas ha-kedusha. I am not the beginning of the Kedusha. El Yerushi Me'avaisai. What's up is they said that over here. Like, what mokim did it have over here in the Shira? I saw a very nice pshat. It's Yodua that the Chosid Yaivitz, he wrote in the times of the Spanish Inquisition, he says that the simple Yidden, not the big philosophers, not the big thinkers, the simple Yidden and their wives, they were the ones that were Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. And the philosophers, the big thinkers, the philosophers, and they were Chachamim, Dafke, they were the ones that were not running the Nisayan, and many of them shmad themselves up, Rahmanul Islam. So what's the uptight? The uptight is they were Saymach on their own thinking, the philosophers. So if they were missing something, if they were lacking, they couldn't be Aymu bin Nisayan. The Parsh the Yid was Saymach on Amunah Pshuta, no thinking, no chachmas, no nothing. And chachmah vein eitzim ein tunah neged Hashem. They did it because kachi balam yavoysay. And their fathers were makabalu from their fathers, and their fathers from their fathers, until Avraham Avinu. So they were holding on to a rope that was tied to Avraham Avinu, that mamash, you couldn't budge. In the middle, they were stark, and that is how they were able to be Aymid ben Hussain. But those that were chsayim achan the reigen and seichu, they were not able to be Aymid ben Hussain. The Yidden over here saw everything. They mamash saw Nisim ben Floyds. But if they would be totally in what they saw, like we said, the Roshim, it leaves after a while. And sometimes there's nisyonis, you could be shaky. So that's why right over here they declared, Loyani Tchilas HaKedusha, I am not the Tchilas HaKedusha, Yerushim HaVaisai. And I'm not believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'davke because I saw it with my own eyes. I'm believing it because Kach Kibalti. I don't know if I ever mentioned this here. It's a very interesting thing. That, you know, there was a mice in the 1950s in Eretz Yisrael where a boy was born and he knew Kol HaTorah Kulo. Kol HaTorah Kulo. They said that the Malach forgot to pinch him. So, he knew everything. So Reb Leib boxed, you know, Rosh Hashiva in Detroit. He wrote a letter to his Rebbe, Reb Chatzkel, in Eretz Yisrael. He says, is it true that there is such a boy that knows Kol HaTorah Kulo? And if it is, then I think it would be a good idea that he should come here to America. He should go around from place to place and see. And it'll be like, he called it this episode, Koyach Min HaShemayim, that he didn't forget this. You see, it's Shloike Derech HaTorah. This is what he wrote to Reb Chatzkel. So Reb Chatzkel told him, it's true. He says, I know it for a fact, because I heard it from my daughter, who's a neighbor with the Mishpacha, and she saw it with her own eyes. And I was thinking of going to see it by myself. But then I decided against it, because I trust my daughter, and I believe her. And if I have to see everything with my own eyes, then the whole thing of emunah within me, you know, that will come bottled. Like, I could only believe in it if I see it. He says, we're trained that we believe the Teres Emunah. That's what the Gospel said. You have an opportunity, your mama sees such a kid, then he wants to be Isaac and Emunah. You know, if you have to see everything, that's not Emunah. So that's what the Yidden was saying over here. Zed Kaley, I taka saw it. Zed Kaley van Veyu, Ober, we want the Elokei Ovi Varayim Amenu, we want that Emunah that we were makabel from our fathers that goes all the way back to Avraham Avinu, and that's an Emunah that he couldn't budge. Vayasa Moshe es Yisrael miYamsuf. Moshe Rabbeinu, he made the Yidden travel from Yamsuf. Zok Rashi, he see on Bal Korch. Why? Because the Mitzrayim, they adorned their horses with tachshitim of gold and silver and precious stones. And so the Yidden wanted to get as much as they can over there. And the Doyo HaYisabizas Hayam, Nibizas Mitzrayim. So therefore, he had to take the Bal Korch. Okay, time to go. Gotta go. Enough diamonds, enough emeralds and rubies and gold. We gotta go. So I saw him say from the Sitcha Elyon. He says, it's Mavel Al Arayim. He says, the Yidden had just seen the Shechina. They just saw the Shechina. They saw the greatest Nisim Shayat. They had just come off of the Eser Makis with all the Nisim at the Anani HaKavit. How can you have a taiva for money? How's a shayat have a taiva for money? You see from over here the koyach of the Yetzer Hara, that even in the highest madrega of the Yid, the Yetzer Hara does not stop and he doesn't give in. No matter what the situation is, he tries and he tries and he tries and he tries. And he doesn't give up. And you would think, oh, they just saw Nisim, I'm not going to do it. No, he doesn't give up. He works 24/7. And in this matzav, this the hype of the matzav, it was still diamonds and emeralds and rubies. I said to Marshall, every month I get a letter from the water company, not a bill. it's a contract. I should sign up for insurance for my water heater. Very important. You have to have water heater insurance, you know, in case it goes on you. It's very, I don't want it to anyways. I don't need their insurance. But you need water heater insurance. I've been getting this letter for 30 years every single month. And every single month they throw it in the garbage and they don't give up. Terrence says, because that one time that maybe they'll find the sucker to buy it, you know, they don't give up. The Yetzer Hara is the same exact way. You know, no matter what the situation, no matter what the time, whatever it is, he is there. So they bring down a maise that Rav Don Segel said over that he heard from a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. He says he once saw the Chofetz Chaim in his old age. He was sitting by a stand and he's Fatrach. And all of a sudden he says, Russia, Russia, this also you don't want to give me. And he got up. He took out a chumash from the Svarim Shrine. He sat back down again with the chumash. And he was ma'ayin what he had to be ma'ayin with. What was the pshat in the ma'isir? Chofetz Chaim was old and frail and he was tired. And he wanted to get a chumash to be ma'ayin, to look up something. But the Yetzer Hara says, nah, you sit there, whatever. So Chazal say, la'olam yargiz odam yetzer tov al yetzer hara. So he got angry. Russia. He says, this also you don't want to give me. And he promptly got up and he brought the safe to himself. Those are the Chofetz Chaim. So that's what the Yetzer Hara is always there. The Yetzer Hara is always there. I think Meiser Putner, when he was a bacher in Slabodka, said the Altup in Slabodka asked him once, why is he learning by himself? So he says, I'm not by myself. I have a chavrusa. He said, the Yetzer Hara. Why do you think the Yetzer Hara? He says, because he's always there. He's always on time. And also, Yitzhar is a very sly, smart fellow. He's a good chabrus. Sharp is up. Okay. Vayiru b'nei Yisroh, vayayimru ishel achiv, mon. They said about the mon, what is it? Vayikru b'nei Yisroh, l'shmai, mon. So Rishbam says, Mon Beloshen Mitzrayim is Ma. Ma Beloshen HaKadosh. But we say Ma, what is it? Mon in Beloshen of Mitzri is, what is it? And the Torah says it the way they said it at that time. That's a very strange thing. Very strange thing. Like, why would the B'nai Yisrael give something the name what? Usually, you want to touch up an essence of something, so you know its essence, and lefi that you give it its name. Adam Arishin was a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he wanted to show off the Chacham of Adam Arishin, he showed the Malachim how he gave everything a name based on the Aleph Beis and the Aleph, the combination of letters represent different tunas. So if they're giving a name to something, like why do you name it what? That's not touching up its essence. And there's so much to the month. So I saw brought down in the Sefer also with Sitcha Elyon. He brings down from, Eistan brings it down, Shaloi B'Shem anybody. He brings down that the B'nai Yisrael was so nispoiled from it that they didn't want to lose that initial hispidus. So he said, what is it? You know, that would be a zecher of what their initial hispidus was. And the Emes says you couldn't really touch it up. It was Min HaShemayim, yet it had a taste. You couldn't be magbal it to any one specific taste. So the hispilus was so great, l'chatchila, he said, ma, manu, what is it? They didn't want to lose this hispilus, so they chose the name that best describes it. The tremendous hispilus that they had, l'chatchila. And the emesis, he says, it's really a lesson for parnosa in general. Parnosa is a what? It's not shy to tight job. Where does a person get his parnasa from? You see sometimes people that are very talented and they're not maslich with parnasa, and other people that are not so talented and their belts maslich in parnasa. And there's no rhyme or reason why it is like that. That's the manhu in the parnasa. Parnasa all comes min hashamayim. And the eternal question is, manhu, what is it? You know, it's all totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hagut Shabbos.
What happened to that prodigy of a child?
I think the Belzer Rebbe. Belzer Rebbe. They brought him to the Belzer Rebbe. He made him forget.